7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Hi, thanks for calling the Campbell Soup Company. We produce real food that matters for life's moments.
Oh, yeah, no, it should be obvious to just about everyone that that is not the correct time. The actual time, my friends, is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, hello, hello. Hello. Yeah, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm just sitting here thinking about pouring some tea. Oh, it looks so good. What could we be drinking today, I wonder? Let's find out. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, glad I got that in me. Ooh, we're drinking Jiguan Yin today. After a couple of days of Longjing. And, wow. Yeah, it's better than I thought. Yeah, my, geez, I guess we got nothing to do but to drink more. Wow, look at that amazing golden goodness. And I got the water temperature exactly right today. I got the brewing time exactly right today. Oh, yeah. My God. Perfect. Absolutely perfect Jiguan Yin today. It almost makes me not want to get out of the car, but we have to, so this has to happen. Okay, yeah, it's not too bad out here. Why does this have to happen? What's going on? What's happening, Tobe? Well, there was a big storm last night. We had a big, big thunderstorm, but no tornadoes. And I wanted to look at storm damage. So I've come down to the creek and I can see, yeah, there's a new tree down right there. And there's a big branch off of a tree there. And there's some little stuff down there and around the corner. Oh, daddy-o, did it come down. There was lots of big thunder noises. Peppa didn't like it, so we had to hang out. And we played in the thunder huts for a while. And we just were hanging out, listening to the storm. And there was lots of hail, too. Nice little marble-sized hailstones. 1 centimeter in diameter hailstones. Making lots of noise. It was pretty exciting. And so now, it is a little humid, but it's not too hot. And it's more importantly, it's overcast. If the sun comes out, we're going to be in trouble. So I don't know how long we're going to be out here today as I make it into the canopy. Yay. All right. Yeah, the ground is wet. The mud looks muddy and slippery. I'm looking down into the ravine to look for marmots, and I don't immediately see any. That's fine. Let's make our way up to the edge here. Maybe we can see some owls or something, or maybe some other kind of dudes. All right, so Our hero starts looking around. I can hear voices from the golf course. I can see colored golf balls in the ravine. Is that a pink? Is that an orange? Is that a red? And when I say the ravine, I mean the little ravine that's across from the little golf ball area. There's a lot of ravines down here. And there's something else in there too. Looks like a red. But boy, climbing up into there would be very difficult today. Like I said, it rained. Rain makes dirt into mud. That's just science. And mud reduces the coefficient of friction, which is also science, which means Tobe is probably going to fall down, which is a science known as gravity. Gravity, the science. So should we go down here? Should we try to go down? Yeah, let's try to. Oh, wow. I see something wacky down here. I'm going to try to make my way down here. It is slippery. Is this a smart idea? No, it's not a smart idea, but this is not the smart ideas show. This is the dubious goals I'm sliding committee. Okay. Oh boy. Yeah, this is a problem. There's a big log down here. There must have been. Oh. Yeah, because big rain means that this area flooded. This log that was a couple dozen meters upstream, yes, I recognize the log, got floated, which means there was a lot of water down here. Let's see. Wow. The big tree that fell downstream is even more weird now. Look up for owls. Tobe, look up for owls. I'm looking up. I don't see any owls, but that just means we're probably being watched by owls. Yeah, this area is fresh mud. Wow, weird. Oh, weirder, even weirder. There's a log now in the golf ball area. Wow. There's a log in the golf ball area that was upstream, has been washed downstream. It's got a lot of holes in it, like birds have been living in it. And the funny thing is, we've got golf balls. The ones that are in the mud are in the process of being further buried in the mud. There's three golf balls just laying right here, all within 30 centimeters of each other, right here on the sandbar. There's a yellow golf ball further up. There is a pink golf ball in the ravine. I don't want it. We're going to leave these golf balls for other golf ball hunters to find. And I thought there was another red golf ball or something in the ravine, but no, it's just a candy wrapper or something. There's a white golf ball in there. And as I walk, I'm walking through webs, of course. Gotta walk through webs and get some web face. You wouldn't be outdoors if you weren't taking spider webs to the face. And I'm walking upstream. Uh-oh, my leg just did a thing. Yeah, that's cool. So I'm walking upstream. Some logs have been moved by great quantities of water. Looks like there's already been somebody down here today. There's footprints in the sand. Somebody who's not collecting golf balls. Otherwise, they would have grabbed those already. What was that sound behind me? That was unusual. Do I want to go upstream? I kind of don't. Oh, looks like a lot more bark has been washed down. And it got caught behind this log. Which log is this one? Oh, this log, this is one of our mushroom logs. We found mushrooms on that. What did we find? I don't remember. Oh, okay, this might have been a mistake. My leg just started doing its thing. Okay, that's cool. Whatever he says, to his own calf. Yeah. So I'm going to walk downstream now. Now the funny thing is this used to be where all the bark was washed to. It's now been washed away. I can now walk through here without... Yeah, somebody's been down here today. Somebody's been down here recently. I can see where they've been walking. Now I'm kind of wondering, should I go downstream? I kind of want to. It's going to be tricky. No, I'm not going to. So I don't see any reason to do so. And when I say I don't see any reason to do so, I mean I don't see any golf balls, obviously. I can see where the people who were down here before me have been slipping and sliding. All right, is this a spider web or is this my own hair? I can't even tell. There's no good way to do that, and I'm not going to risk slipping now that my leg is being weird. So, the funny thing is I'm not seeing a whole heck of a lot of storm damage from down here anyway. I hear golfers talking and golfing. They might even be talking about golfing. Most likely. All right. I think that I'm going to go back up. I'm starting to get concerned. I'm wondering if I don't go up right now, if I'll be able to get out of here. Because now that my leg is weird, oh great. Now that my leg, I'm sliding back down. Now that my leg is weird, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get up here. So we're doing the strategy of keep moving, do not freaking stop, Tobe. Get on the tree roots, Tobe. Duck under these branches and take the easy way up, Tobe. Oy. Oy, I'm up. I'm up. And all I can say is, ow. Yeah, that might have been... That might have been a mistake. But it doesn't matter. Because we're back up on somewhat level ground. I hear a bird. Okay. I'm up and out of the creek and out from under the canopy. Uh-oh. And now it seems like the sun's coming out. Ow. But I want to go over here towards the marmot den just to see if we can see anything. And I'm already convinced that we won't, because some of that, what is that vine? It might be milkweed. I've got it in my backyard too, but this milkweed that has grown up around here has blocked our view of the marmot hole. Let's see what we get. I'm about 10 meters away. As I go creeping up here on a known marmot den. But yeah, no, we can't see Jack. And more weeds have grown up. So many weeds that it looks like maybe the den has been abandoned for the year. Because I can't really see it, but if this many weeds have grown up, it means that there might not be any marmot action down in there. I'm watching this spider. I want to see if this spider is going after this bug over here. Yeah, I'm standing in front of the marmot den, but I'm in the spot where all that cannabis was growing, and now the vines have grown on the cannabis and pulled it all down. And now there's this big, long-legged spider. I thought he was going after that wasp, but maybe he doesn't see him. It's not as exciting as I thought. So I'm going to continue on. Now, here's the tree that fell down in the last storm. And I think another tree has fallen. Yep. Yeah, the tree that was being leaned on by the tree that fell has now collapsed also. Okay, and I'm turning around. Suddenly it got very, very hot. Did the sun come out? The sun is out. It's hitting my back. My arms just went into full sting mode. My hands, the back of my hands. Yada. All right, I'm gonna get under this little row of trees. Yeah. Okay. Now, I need to find a strategic place to make a dash back to my car. We're gonna get right up level with it so I have the shortest distance to go through the sun. And I've gotta go about 30 meters. Not fun. So, plug in the magic music machine. And let's have some random music for my 1 minute drive home.
Thank you.
very cool. Some Bombay Dub Orchestra. What's the name of that song? Monsoon something or other. That was live. That was a live track. Can you believe it? Oh, it's so great. We haven't heard from Bombay Dub Orchestra on the Dubious Goals Committee for quite a while. Well, that was great. But it does seem like I'm forgetting something. Oh, what's the date today? Oh my God, I just realized something. It's somebody's birthday today. Whose birthday is it? Well, I think it's that guy over there in the corner.
You in the corner, happy birthday!
Yeah, that guy.
Happy birthday over there. Welcome to Pineapple Beach. Y'all don't be afraid to get up and dance. Sit down and you're hungry there, don't they? In my opinion, it's pineapple beef. Put up a long tray of pineapple with the size of danger. And you get two sides, so get the beans and danger. All the women wear monkey bands there to celebrate your birthday in that monkey way. Hey, hey, hey.
Yes. Welcome to Pineapple Bees, where you get two sides. Don't forget that. You get two sides. So, you know, go ahead and get your beans or your coleslaw or your cornbread or whatever. And then get another side of danger. So, two sides. You get two sides. I appreciate being able to get two sides. No, I said two sides. Two sides, not two tribes. Okay. Fine. I guess it's time for two tribes. Frankie goes to Hollywood.
Yeah.
so fun. Wow, I didn't realize how much I needed to hear that right now, slash today, slash... What? Frankie Goes to Hollywood. You kind of gotta wonder how many are still alive, but... good stuff. Two tribes. Yeah. But I gotta wonder, how many committee members still have a Frankie Goes to Hollywood t-shirt? I don't still have one, because I never owned one to begin with. But Booper had a Frankie Goes to Hollywood shirt. Boy, that started an interesting trend in t-shirts. Ugh, and the worst part of it was that they were white. They were white shirts. How do you keep shirts so clean? You never know. It's the whole Frankie Goes to Hollywood is not Frankie Goes to the Dry Cleaner.
How do you get shirts so clean, Mr. Lee?
Ancient Chinese secret.
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood. No, see, that doesn't work. And then Wham had to make the shirts that looked like the Frankie Goes to Hollywood shirts. And then everybody's favorite trivia question became, who was the other guy in Wham? And, I should know this one. Andrew something? Andrew Ridgely? What's Andrew Ridgely up to these days? Does he have a solo career? Is he producing music behind the scenes? Well, we're probably never going to find out. I suspect it's a secret. But what kind of secret?
Ancient Chinese secret.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Yeah, I knew it was something like that. But one thing that is not a secret is the fact that the Dubious Goals Committee airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. So be sure to tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that, because who knows what weird business we'll get up to. But now I need lunch. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.